Dominic, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thanks for joining us on the program. Firstly, how did you actually get the idea for this research?
So in our lab, we are working basically on how to turn waste into valuable products. And we were looking onto waste which are not used industrially, or which are highly abundant but hasn't found any use yet. And spent coffee ground is ideal because it's very rich in sugars, which are not used yet. So that's how we came up with the idea.
Can you explain to us how it works?
So basically what we do is we pick enzymes from all over nature. So we have natural biocatalysts, and those biocatalysts transform the sugars in one into another compound. And it's basically a cascade reaction that goes from sugar by several enzymes to the end product, which is called lactic acid. And lactic acid, you can polymerize and you can make a biodegradable polymer out of it.
And what kind of products can this be made into? I mean, obviously we sort of talked about turning coffee grounds into coffee cups, but I imagine there's quite a wide range of products than that.
So polylactic acid is already being used widely. So you can make like these food shells, food containers out of it, like any drinking containers. Everywhere plastic has only like is meant to be single use, and it doesn't have to like hold on for like to sustain heat or so for a long time. So if you want to make a very rigid plastic, it's probably hard to do it out of PLA or polylactic acid. But anything that's like where food is wrapped into, or you need like agricultural foil where plastic is exposed to the environment, it would be good to use biodegradable plastic. But yeah, our idea was just to produce it from spent coffee ground, because it's being produced now from sugar cane or from corn in America.
And what kind of impact? I mean, we're getting a little bit more conscious of the impact that plastic waste has, especially on our oceans and the like. What kind of impact would this have on reducing waste if we were to make the switch for those sorts of plastics to using waste or using purely biodegradable products?
Yeah, so the aim, basically, in an ideal world, you would have like a circular economy. So you would reduce the waste that we have anyway producing, so because then coffee ground ends up in landfill, but you can do something with it. So you're reducing the waste that we're normally producing, and on top of that, you're producing a biodegradable plastic, which will break down in the oceans because lactic acid is a natural compound that like other microbes can feed on it. So it has basically two advantages, the whole process. But each single advantage has already been done. People producing biodegradable plastic, and people also trying to reduce waste. So we are trying to combine those both processes and establish like a circular economy.
Given the impetus that you mentioned there before, do you think it's just a matter of time before we're really making the switch to all the products that can be made out of this will be made out of this kind of waste, or at least biodegradable materials?
Yeah, I guess so. It's similar to biofuels. I mean, it's also a price question, because most products are derived from petroleum these days, and it's just very cheap to produce those compounds. So like food containers is very, very cheap to produce. So you have to make the biotechnological process cheaper, like compatible to that price range of petroleum-derived plastics. And hopefully that's going to come up soon, and that's going to be,
terrific.
Around the corner.
Well, Dominic, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time. Best of luck going forward with the research.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks a lot.